You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Thank goodness for Elon Musk. He's definitely the Grinch that stole the Christmas for the Democrat National Committee. And what he's showing here is evidence that the Biden campaign colluded with big tech to suppress a story that we now know is 100% true. The problem the Democrats should have is, why were they so scared of the laptop story? And the answer, Maria, is because the laptop proves evidence that not only did Joe Biden lie to the American people about his involvement with his family's influence peddling and shady business dealings, it also proves that Joe Biden was a part of those shady business deals.
Yes, he certainly was, and that's all proven now. And those are just the beginning of the Twitter dump files released by Elon Musk. Thanks for joining us. Here we are, December 5, 2022. We are live streaming as I speak at rumble.com. You can go to rumble.com right now and enter in the search engine, Larry Connors USA. That'll bring you right to the studio, and glad to have you on board. And throughout this next 2 hours, we got a lot of material to cover. James Comer is going to be the head of the Oversight Committee, or is the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, and he says, we are going to fully investigate these files already released by Elon Musk, the Twitter files that show direct ties of the White House controlling big tech when it came to the Hunter Biden laptop story, telling them do not put this stuff out. It could damage Joe Biden just weeks before the election. And they didn't. And, of course, they bought the story. The FBI and the DOJ were also complicit in suggesting it's all Russian propaganda. Remember the NPR that you helped pay for? Said, well, we are not going to run it because it's all fiction. We don't deal with fiction. We deal with facts. And do you know it just took last week before CBS News finally conceding, yeah, it was true. It took 2 years. It took 18 months for others to do it, and CBS News still couldn't get it together for another 6 months. But this is just the beginning. The tweets released in the dump by Musk so far really cover from 2020 and a little bit ahead of that. But we don't have the tweets yet going from 21 and 22. And there's where you may find more tweet evidence tying not just Hunter, but Joe Biden directly to Hunter and the business dealings, and some of the dealings that Joe Biden has been involved with foreign countries. Oil deals, other kind of activities. We're going to get into that. But have you heard that Trump was calling for abolishing the U.S. Constitution? That's the way the state-controlled media is playing it. He made a remark that he certainly shouldn't have. I have often criticized Trump, as you well know. I often say he says things he shouldn't. And in this case, he made a remark saying in a true social post on his Twitter machine, a massive fraud of this type and magnitude, talking about how Twitter suppressed the story about Hunter Biden, a massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. Our great founders did not want and would not condone false and fraudulent elections. That was really a statement he should have shut down and reevaluated. Not because it really means anything, but it came from Trump, and it's ammunition for Democrats. We're also going to get into that and a Georgetown survey on how many Americans believe democracy is under a real threat. And not just how many, but why and who's to blame. Margot Cleveland will be joining us from The Federalist, and she said, you know, if a legitimate press did exist, the Twitter files wouldn't. That's a good issue. We'll get into that with her and get more details. And California has a reparations program approved and being sent to the governor, suggesting that every black resident in the state should get something like $220,000 reparations. How's that going to work out? How's that going to be paid by a state that's already can't figure out how to get any more money, and what money it had it lost or just disappeared? And actor James Woods, banned from Twitter on orders from the Democrat National Committee. He said, you scratch a liberal, you'll find a fascist every time. I agree. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with the Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I am flesh and I am bone, rise up, ting, ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul, rise up, ting, ting, like glitter.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The so-called Twitter files were released on Friday, but failed to show any evidence that Democrats or the government pressured Twitter into suppressing the story. Still, Trump tweeted this on Saturday. With the revelation of massive and widespread fraud and deception in working closely with big tech companies, the DNC, and the Democrat Party, do you throw the presidential election results of 2020 out and declare the rightful winner, or do you have a new election? A massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution.
Oh, my gosh. She spoke with such drama. Mika Brzezinski, MSNBC, big lib, big, and big lib. Trump dared challenge the Constitution. Every liberal I know has challenged the Constitution. They want to do it anyway. They wanted, remember, Hillary Clinton wanted to throw out the Electoral College votes, remember? Oh, yeah, yeah. No, there was no, quote, storming of the Capitol, but she was throwing a hissy fit because she had lost, saying, I won the popular vote. That's how I should be elected. And no, the Constitution says we do it with the Electoral College. And despite supposedly more votes in Trump and that they were legal, supposedly, how they broke down in the states gave the Electoral College votes to Trump. So she said, get rid of it. Well, there's someone who wanted to get rid of the Constitution right there. Did you hear at any time, any one time, any state-controlled media or liberal saying Hillary should be shut down? She's talking about getting rid of the Constitution. No. when Nancy Pelosi said that Trump is an illegally elected president, illegitimate, and Maxine Waters doing the same, and other Democrats, they were denying the constitutional process of electing the president. They were denying the Constitution. As I said in the opening monologue, Trump's statement, and this statement is what they're holding up, and there's a reason I'll point out for you again in just a moment. On his Truth Social post, referring to a lot of the information being dumped by Elon Musk from inside Twitter files regarding the Hunter Biden story and how it was being suppressed and the role that Twitter played in it, Trump wrote on his post, "A massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution." Was that just as dramatic a mess as Mika? Miska? It was not a smart thing to say at that point. As I said, it gives them ammunition. And why are they jumping on it and firing it repeatedly? I mean, there are mortar shells going off, exploding with that information all over the state-controlled media, wall-to-wall coverage, because they don't want to talk about what's inside the Twitter files that got released. No, let's not talk. Let's go right to this remark Trump made. Well, he made the remark based on the Twitter files. Of course, they tend to forget that. Which, by the way, Jack Dorsey, who was head of Twitter at that point, the CEO, supposedly had nothing to do with shutting down anything. Was he out to lunch? Was he doing a power walk? Was he looking for some new yogurt? I don't know. But the guy heading up Twitter apparently was clueless as to what his people were doing. That doesn't sound like a good operation. But he's raking in the money. Maybe he's just busy counting the money. I have more power to him. Again, reminding you, the New York Post published the story in October 2020, less than a month before Election Day, claiming that the Hunter Biden laptop showed he had used his influence to connect a Ukrainian businessman with his father while his father was vice president. Hey, your daddy's VP? You get connections. And immediately, the FBI, DOJ, and others went to Twitter, and other big tech said, you got to shut that down, this Russian disinformation. Get rid of it. It's bad, bad, bad. We're going to talk about lies in the media in a moment as to how many have been accepted, bought hook, line, and sinker. But they forget those. So here's Trump making that remark, and Brzezinski, let's go back to her because she's talking about how the Democrats are reacting to Trump's remarks.
Democrats were quick to condemn the remarks. The White House released the following statement. The American Constitution is a sacrosanct document that for over 200 years has guaranteed that freedom and the rule of law prevail in our great country. The Constitution brings the American people together regardless of party, and elected leaders swear to uphold it.
They swear to uphold it. And yet, as I told you a moment ago, the first thing after she lost, Hillary wanted to scream, dump the Constitution part about the Electoral College. I should be president. She didn't swear to uphold that, did she? She went against it. And they're still trying. They've been trying in the sense of making Roe v. Wade law of the land, saying it's constitutional. There is nothing in the Constitution about abortion. Not one word. You won't find it. If you listen to them, it's from front page to the back page of the Constitution. But it's not. And then Brzezinski gets into another point. Because she makes a statement here that she knows all of her minions are going to follow and gobble up. Because they don't question. Whatever I say on this program, if you doubt me, if you think my facts are wrong, if you think I'm giving you false information, knowingly, call me out. And I want you to check and double check. I want you to be informed. I never tell you not to go listen to someone else. And I'm responsible for what I say. No one else. I can't say, well, someone else told me to say. No, it's me. If I make a mistake, which certainly I can and have from time to time, not often, but from time to time, I got to admit it. But Brzezinski wanted to make sure you understood that there are still other issues involved because it's Trump time.
The Constitution brings the American people together regardless of party, and elected leaders swear to uphold it. It's the ultimate monument to all of the Americans who have given their lives to defeat self-serving despots and abused their power and trampled on fundamental rights. Attacking the Constitution and all it stands for is anathema to the soul of our nation and should be universally condemned. You can not only love America when you win. Most top Republicans have so far been silent. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger tweeted this, with the former president calling to throw aside the Constitution, not a single conservative can legitimately support him, and not a single supporter can be called a conservative. This is insane. Trump hates the Constitution.
No, you're wrong, and you know it, but you don't care. He doesn't hate the Constitution. He hates how it's being handled and treated and the American people being abused. And yes, I can be a conservative and call him out for being wrong in his statement and what he had to say. But I can also agree that the fundamental issue here is that the Democrat National Party, along with the help of weaponizing the Department of Justice, the FBI, the Attorney General's Office, IRS, whatever other group they want, have been going after the American people. When she says that Trump hates the Constitution, what they're trying to say is that if you support Donald Trump, you hate the Constitution. The guy should be making millions. He's such a smart businessman. He's got to figure out a way to charge him because he's occupying their minds all the time. He's got space in their mind. He should be charging them for being in there. They cannot shake him. I don't know if he'll be the candidate running for 2024. Honestly, at this point, I'd agree with many that maybe it's time for him to move on. Or if he were to form an alliance with DeSantis and run together, serve 2 years, step aside and let DeSantis finish that, and then be electable for another 2 4-year terms, that'd be great. He may also decide to pick, I was discussing with someone the other day, Governor Kristi Noem. That would be a great decision. Or Senator Tim Scott. But he's been talking to McCarthy, and that's from California. That's not going to do any good. We want to make sure we win 2024, and if Trump is not going to be the guy to win, he's got to be like the player on the field that is hurt and injured and knows he really should get off the field, but he wants to stay out there, and he's not thinking about team. And in the team, hey, if I can't perform, if I can't run as fast, if I can't do what I need to, I'm going to fail, and we're going to lose at this position. And you heard our quote, Republican, Kinzinger from Illinois. He's no Republican. He has an R behind his name, but he's no Republican. Remember, he served on the January 6th committee along with Liz Cheney, another no Republican. But then let me let you hear a little bit of what happened as one of the networks, in fact, CBS, which took 2 years to declare that the Hunter Biden laptop was real. They have Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio, Republican, on CBS News Face the Nation, and immediately the questions regarding what Trump had to say.
Should the standard bearer for the Republican Party, the front runner for the nomination for the presidency for your party in 2024, say this?
Well, I first of all, I vehemently disagree with the statement that Trump has made. Trump has made, you know, 1,000 statements in which I disagree. There is a political process that has to go forward before anybody
where they value the Constitution.
Right, exactly.
But
you do get to pick the questions, but I do get to pick my answer.
I know. I'm trying to get you to answer the question I'm asking.
There is a political process that has to go forward before anybody's a front runner or anybody is the candidate for the party.
And
absolutely. And I believe, answering your question, that people certainly are going to take into consideration a statement like this as they evaluate a candidate.
And of course, the left is saying, what do you mean you should evaluate? Well, of course you should evaluate, and you have to evaluate. You should make an automatic determination. Trump is ineligible, and he's wrong, and should never, never, never again run for office, much less be allowed inside the U.S. of A. Now, in the midst of all of them doing this, I remind you again, it's the old shell game. Put the pea under the pod, under the shells, move the shells around, and then you find out which one you think it's under. They've taken the pea away entirely. It's not going to be under any of them. They just want you to look here. Don't look over there at those Twitter files. And coming up, actor James Wood's talking about how these libs and their efforts and what they've done on Twitter and other means have destroyed him and others. Stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
For some companies, loyalty is a lost word. You give a company your business, your years, but in the end, you're just a number. But at Ackerman Toyota, loyalty is appreciated. Thousands of customers personally know this. New Ackerman customers quickly see it. Loyalty defines Ackerman Toyota. For all customers and employees, Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life. Here's exciting news for Cafe Napoli. Soon there will be Napoli Sea. Unique, exquisite, the finest, freshest seafood, lobster, crab, the best caviar. Napoli Sea will be next door to Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles. So it's going to be easy to satisfy your seafood craving. Are the finest Italian food. Napoli Sea, coming soon. Joining Cafe Napoli, St. Charles, Town and Country, and Clayton.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same salt. I like that old time of rock and roll. Don't try to take me to a disco.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I loved my career for 50 years. I was happy to be an award-winning and honored and appreciated actor. And I missed my career. And these people took it from me. And they'll pay a price later in my life, you know. But I have to say, I am not going to take it sitting down. I think these people are vermin for doing this to other people. Let's not talk about me for a moment. Let's talk about just simple individuals who put out a tweet and now their lives are destroyed. You know, casting directors literally in my business literally go online and they check every actor who comes in for a part to see who they're following. If an actor or an actress is following me, they will blacklist them.
They will be blacklisted. Those are the days of the McCarthyism. But it's happening now. That is actor James Woods talking about anybody that follows him on Twitter. And, of course, obviously, anybody that might be looking for a TV or movie part, and if they check their Facebook and their social media accounts and find out that they've also been following Trump at some point, or any Republican or any conservative, they will be blacklisted. Now, he did not present any proof in that, and you can certainly question it. But we know that kind of blacklisting happened in the past. Whenever anyone was even suggested, they look a little pink. If they're not red, they're pink, and they're moving in that direction. They would lose their job. Twitter took James Woods off Twitter for 8 months on the orders, and it's been documented by the Democrat National Committee. Why would they have any say over who's on Twitter? Well, because that's the coziness between the liberals and the big tech media and this current Biden White House. James Woods, I mean, you might not remember everything he's done. I mean, he's been around forever. He born in 1947. He's 75 years old. 72 appeared in the trial of the Catonsville Nine, along with Sam Watterson and Michael Moriarty on Broadway. 78, a television breakthrough along with Meryl Streep playing her husband in the four-part miniseries Holocaust. Sidney Pollack's The Way We Were. Made a career resurgence in Too Big to Fail. I mean, the guy has extensive stuff in here. Rob Reiner's Ghost of Mississippi. 2 Primetime Emmy Awards. 3 Screen Actors Guild Award nominations. 3 Independent Spirit Award nominations. And he's basically out of a job and has been for some time because he's identified as a supporter of Donald Trump back when Trump was running. They shut him down. He said, I'm going to sue, and I'm going to continue to sue. I don't know if I'm going to win anything. I don't care. And I hope others will join with me, and together we'll bring some pressure on them. You want to know where another pressure was put, and there was some settlement? State's attorneys general announcing a nearly $392 million settlement with Google. Allegations were that it misled you about location tracking devices and what information they were collecting from you. That's right. 40 states getting part of a $392 million settlement, because even though you turned off your location tracking on your phone, they were still able to track you. That apparently since at least 2014, Google broke consumer protection laws by misleading you when it secretly recorded your movements. I walk into the bedroom the other night and I say, Alexa, it lights up. Are you spying on me? I am programmed not to do anything. You can check the manual, blah, 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 blah. Alexa, I think you're spying on me. I am programmed. This location data is often used by law enforcement when they need to find somebody's missing or a criminal threat, things of that nature. But for the average citizen, this is big tech and big government, big brother, out of control. Of course, $392 million, that's chump change to Google. But it proves the point, doesn't it? So coming up, a survey from Georgetown University about how many Americans believe democracy is under a threat and why.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
For some companies, loyalty is a lost word. You give a company your business, your years, but in the end, you're just a number. But at Ackerman Toyota, loyalty is appreciated. Thousands of customers personally know this. New Ackerman customers quickly see it. Loyalty defines Ackerman Toyota for all customers and employees. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Baby, I got your number. You got mine. You know
many times. You can call me baby, you can call me anytime. You got to call me.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Americans are pretty unified in their concern that democracy is under attack. Our poll reinforces what we're seeing in a bunch of other polls on that fact. But where we're seeing more and more division is why. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing a correlation between partisanship, where people get their information, and why they think democracy might be under attack. Now, there are a couple of reasons. We tested a number of different reasons why people say democracy is being threatened. There are a couple of them that people overwhelmingly agree is a bad thing for democracy, like an increasing threat of political violence, an erosion of civility and respect in politics. People agree across the ideological spectrum.
Those are the words of the Georgetown Institute in Politics Public Service Director speaking about this new survey they just released, showing again that 75% of Americans believe that democracy is under attack in one fashion or another. Now, it cuts across party lines. 80% of Democrats believe it, 72% of Republicans, 64% of Independents share the same opinion. Now, again, you need to keep in mind when we talk about this lack of belief and fearing that our democracy is under attack, when you start breaking it out, you begin to get to the real, real nut of what's at stake here. And for some, they'd say the nut is Trump. And others would say the nut is the left. But it was more than just that when you look at how they were divided. As you heard him mention, to some extent, it was news coverage. I wonder why. I wonder why people would have any question at all or doubts about any news coverage. I had somebody send me a tweet the other day and said, let me see, I don't have it in front of me, but basically, we need you back on TV. Well, I said, well, first of all, I'm right here on Rumble. If you go to Rumble Live right now, enter in Larry Connors USA, I'm here. Hello. Welcome. But the other thing I pointed out, and the way it was written, I really couldn't tell because words read without the, you know, expression, the tone, you're not really sure what they mean. And I wasn't sure if he was attacking me or wanted me to go away or what it was. And I kind of played it back a little bit, kind of tease him a bit, and he quickly responded, "Oh, no, I respect you. I wish we had you back." Well, I'm not going back to news. I never can again because I have made it very clear where I stand, and I'm not changing. My two biggest stands, aside from patriotism, God, and country, would be to protect unborn babies, and two, to protect our children from woke predators. But their concern here in the survey showed that 67% believe news coverage that favors one political party is a serious threat to democracy. I don't care who you are, you should believe that. You should believe that if the news coverage favors one political party, it's biased. That is not good for democracy. It's not good for the First Amendment. And if it's, quote, a news operation, then you're obviously not getting news. I don't pretend that this is news or what we're doing here. At the top of the next hour, we will have news and commentary. And commentary. I make it very clear. I'll give you some news, but I'll throw in some of my thoughts on it, whether you like them or not. And, of course, when you look at how many consider news coverage of favors one political party is a serious threat to democracy, 76% of those are Republicans, 63% independents, 59% of them Democrats. And biased news coverage seen as extremely or very serious threat by majority of voters who watch CNN and NNN, 64%. Then why the hell are you watching it? Or Fox News, 79%. Why the hell are you watching Fox if you think it's biased and wrong? or MSNBC 67%. Why are you, if you're thinking they're biased, I'm not saying don't watch them, but you've got to be watching with your eyes wide open, not wide shut. And then 63% of the voters believe that political candidates who refuse to accept valid election results is a serious threat to democracy. Now, you know, coming out of Georgetown University, that question, they knew they were going to hit the button reference Trump. But then they're forgetting how Hillary, even though, yes, she called, conceded, has since said repeatedly, she won. It was Russian collusion. All this other stuff has all been proven wrong. Stacey Abrams losing twice for the governor's race and refusing to acknowledge it the first time and this time grudgingly. And when you look at all of these surveys and you see these numbers, they are numbers and they represent people, and that means they represent actual emotions. I want to go back and let you hear from some additional comments from the head of the Georgetown Public Education Policy Strategy Council Committee, whatever the heck they want to name it, Mola Lenghi, and talking about one issue that came to the surface repeatedly was this.
Democrats overwhelmingly believe that voter suppression and independent voter suppression and intimidation is a threat to democracy. Republicans, not so much. On the flip side, Republicans overwhelmingly believe that voter fraud is a huge threat to democracy. Democrats and independents don't really see that. And so what we're seeing is that while everyone believes democracy is under threat, they tend to blame the other side. They tend to not agree on why. And our argument is that until we begin to truly understand some of those distinctions, we're going to have some trouble reestablishing trust in our institutions.
You're not going to have that much trouble understanding what's wrong. If the public's being lied to by whatever side, it's wrong, and it's going to tick them off, to use a polite word, be they Democrat, Republican, Independent, or just really don't care that much. But they keep seeing all this happen, and they just get fed up with it. These guys are treating this like, this is like, you know, we're going to find the cause of cancer if we keep digging deeper in this. It's right in your face. You've got media out there lying constantly, and they get away with it, and nobody calls them out. CNN, as I announced the other day, saying it's going to spend less money. They were cutting several people, HL, Headline News, Robin Mead, you know, being cut, other things being cut. But look at all the group of liars and the stories they presented, and they backed up and just took it as truth and presented it as truth to the American public. And everyone I'm going to list here has been denounced not only by the right and Trump and conservatives, but by some of those who were involved in it at the time, such as Russian collusion hoax. Remember all those former CIA and intel officers signed off, said this all looks like Russian hoax. And the Christopher Steele dossier was true and factual. That when they hadn't seen it, they didn't know it. They just simply signed off on it. The Jussie Smollett hoax. COVID and kids Klan hoax. Remember that one? The global warming hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Police killed at the January 6th protest. There were no police killed. A policeman did die. The only person killed was one of the protesters. Border agents whipping illegals, obviously a hoax. They were not whipping them. We're using the horse reins to get them to get back away from their horse and to control the crowd. Trump assaulting Secret Service agents, grabbing the steering wheel of the beast, the car these driven in, trying to force them to go to the Capitol on January 6th. That turned out to be a flat-out lie. Framing MAGA for the assault on Paul Pelosi. There's no such evidence. Turns out to be a guy that he knows, and we still don't know all that story. Why do you think people are so upset? Do you really have to have that detailed of a discussion and investigation? Because you're lying to them, and they know it, and they're fed up with it. And I got another story coming up that's going to prove how you're being lied to. You're not going to like this one either. I'm probably ruining your entire day, but by God, we're going to do it anyway. Please stand by.
I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with the Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. Here's exciting news for Cafe Napoli. Soon there will be Napoli Sea. Unique, exquisite, the finest, freshest seafood, lobster, crab, the best caviar. Napoli Sea will be next door to Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles. So it's going to be easy to satisfy your seafood craving or the finest Italian food. Napoli Sea, coming soon, joining Cafe Napoli St. Charles, Town and Country, and Clayton.
Is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So you recall that we were told that the Disinformation Governments Board that was supposed to be policing and censoring and making sure only the truth got out and not lies. This is truly putting the fox in the hen house. You do know that. And when that story surfaced that they were going to do that under the Biden administration, that the Department of Homeland Security is going to put this Disinformation Governance Board together. They'd already picked a lady to head it up who has already appeared numerous times on various social media platforms condemning Trump and any conservative and mocking them. And she was going to be the arbiter of what's fact and what's fiction. In the midst of all that story, we were told in testimony in front of the Senate, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas testified back in May the Disinformation Board had not yet met. Had not yet met. That was May 4. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley just got some DHS records showing the board's steering group had convened numerous multiple times before then. Mayorkas was trying to continue that story and say, Senator, they're not yet this governance board. So wait a minute. There are no meetings about this board. You've not created any records. It has not yet begun its work. You hired her, talking about the woman that got, obviously, is a flawed candidate to be overseeing what's fact and fiction and deciding truth or not. You hired her. You certainly had deliberations about hiring her. And the DHS secretary insisted, lying under perjury, the board has not yet met. Where is the state-controlled media on that story? Then you got this, Eric Swalwell. I told you the other day, if you're not careful, we got some spineless Republicans that may, even though if the Republicans hold the House, they may cave to Democrats who are trying to be moderate. Let's work together, and they will end up letting the Democrats control the House in addition to having the Senate, especially if Georgia doesn't go the way we need it to do. Eric Swalwell, Democrat of California, caught with a Chinese spy and in compromising situations, is encouraging Republicans to launch a coup against leader Kevin McCarthy in his bid for House Speaker. He thinks, you know, there are some Republicans in there. I can get to work with me, and we'll keep Kevin McCarthy from becoming the Speaker. And we will control the House. And then you get this, Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell caving in to outgoing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to allow the National Defense Authorization Act, we discussed the other day, to include the highly controversial media cartel bill, the Journalism Competition Preservation Act. It's all very confusing, a lot of names. What it means for many, it says, it's a handout, a money handout and grab to big, big publication companies like Tribune and others, and will make mincemeat of the smaller ones. And Mitch McConnell allowed them, with the help of Pelosi and Schumer, to put it inside the National Defense Authorization Act. Neither has anything to do with the other. The Journalism Competition Preservation Act has nothing to do with national defense. But this is Nancy Pelosi still holding the gavel, and Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, Republican, showing more and more that he is a jellyfish, no spine. He allowed them to put that into that National Defense Act. Looking at this piece that, you know, it points out this would be the Journalism Competition Preservation Act would basically be a transfer of wealth from Silicon Valley to the distrusted corporate legacy media. I told you it's a money handout. They know it. Then speaking about money handout, in California, Governor Newsom had pushed for a reparations task force, and they've come back and decided here's what we're going to need to do because of examining gaps in housing and then speculating on the approximate amount of wealth lost between 1933 and 77, and that may well be. I'm not going to question the facts. I don't have them. But they claim that black Californians lost an average of $5,000 per year under previous housing policies. I have no doubt around 1933 up to the 50s, 60s, for sure, that there was discrimination, even in California, against blacks when it came to housing. Make no mistake about it. I do believe that. So what are they going to do? Well, they're going to decide we're going to repatriate them for all that lost money. I don't know how you're going to identify them. I don't know how you're going to set it up other than where you're living. I mean, just is every black person in California going to get this? If so, the population of California is going to dramatically jump in black, right? They would get $220,000 a year. Not a year, but one-time payment, $220,000. You know, if money's old and it can be proven it's old, I'm for doing it. But this is a scam, and it's patronizing, trying to get hustle votes is what it is. News and commentary coming up.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.